Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long. It's a Monday, April 20th, and here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. President Obama back in Washington, D.C. this morning, and this morning he hosts his first meeting with his cabinet members, with nearly all the cabinet members. He's about to assign them quite a challenge. Two senior administration officials say he wants the cabinet to cut $100 million in government spending. Time frame, 90 days. A hijacker is in custody in Jamaica. The armed man held six crew members from a CanJet flight hostage since last night. Jamaica's information minister tells CNN police were able to board the plane and disarm the gunman. No injuries have been reported. Iran's president was heckled at a U.N. anti-racism conference going on today in Geneva, Switzerland. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was speaking when some protesters shouted that he is a racist, and security dragged them away. Dozens of delegates also watched out during his address. The U.S. and some other countries are boycotting the conference altogether, partly because of a document for the conference that singles out Israel for criticism. President Obama is concerned for a U.S. journalist who's in a prison in Iran. Roxana Sabari was sentenced to 8 years in prison for espionage. The president says he doesn't believe the charge, and the North Dakota native just has an interest in her country that her family came from. Her father says she looks frail, but she's not being treated harshly. Today is the 10th anniversary of the Columbine High School massacre. School's closed today, and there's a private service for the victims' families this evening. Two students went on a shooting spree in this school near Denver, killing 13 people. They also wounded about two dozen others before killing themselves. Yesterday, people attended a candlelight vigil in memory of those who died. You are up to date. It is Monday, April 20th. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.